Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of Hosea. The book of Hosea chapter 2, verses starting from 16 to 21. Book of Hosea chapter 2, verses starting from 16 to 21. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that you will call me my husband and no longer call me my master. For I will take from her mouth the names of the Baals, and they shall be remembered by their name no more. In that day I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, with the birds of the air, and with the creeping things of the ground. Bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth, to make them lie down safely. I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. It shall come to pass in that day that I will answer, says the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, there are conflicts around the world. This morning when I prayed to the Lord, when I was praying for the war that is happening in Ukraine and Russia, I got this word from the Lord. Hosea 2:18. The Bible says, bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth, to make them lie down safely. His children, the Lord is protecting. The Lord is giving a word to His people. They shall lie down safely. For the bow and the sword of battle, the Lord will shatter from the earth. The Lord will break them into pieces, that they shall not harm His children anymore. And the Lord says, I will make my children to lie down safely. Though the enemies have surrounded them, though they don't have any hope of living, there are many countries which have lost the contact, the touch with that nation of Ukraine, but it have not lost the touch of the Lord. For the Lord is with His people wherever they are. If you're surrounded by enemies in the battlefield, the Lord is there in your midst. You do not have to worry about how I will overcome this. When you trust in the Lord, when you have faith in the Lord will be your rescuer. He will defeat your enemies, and He shall rescue you, and He will give you victory. Hosea chapter 2, 18 very clearly speaks about how safely the Lord is protecting His children, how the Lord is redeeming them from adversaries and enemies. Hallelujah. I'll read again the chapter 2, verse 18. In that day, I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, with the birds of the air, and with the creeping things of the ground. Then the Lord says, bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth. There shall no more bow and arrow. There shall be peace all around. The sound of war shall come to end. There shall be peace. For when the Lord's people, they pray for peace, the Lord will bring peace upon the nation, upon the earth. For when the Lord, when God's children, they united and prayed for Peter. Peter was been arrested, and he was in the custody of the ruling government. When the church, when families, when the believers, they joined together and prayed for Peter, Peter was being delivered. Peter was being released from the prison. When we pray, miracles will happen. The wall of Jericho will fall down. God should unite, and they should pray for each other, for the nation. Wherever there is a problem, you have to rise against the problem by the power of prayer. when you call upon the name of the Lord with all authority and claim his superior authority, and when you speak against the problem, that problem will break down into nothing. The problem before you might be seeming like a huge mountain, but when God's children, they bow down before the Lord, and when they surrender themselves, and when they focus on the face of the Lord, and when they call upon Him, the Lord will send rescuing power upon them. The Lord will bring upon His angels, His great and mighty angels, to deliver them, just like a fast flying bird. Hallelujah. For our deliverer, the Lord, is a mighty one. He's not a man. He is greater than anything. He is greater than any power that you have heard in your life. No eyes have seen the greatest glory of His own kingdom. Hallelujah. He is the Lord God of hosts, the sovereign God. None can stand before Him. Nations will tremble. The armies of the world will tremble. The gods of the world will tremble and fall before Him. Fall prostrate before Him. For He is greatest and greatest. He is almighty. He is El Shaddai. If He comes to the battle, enemies will be annihilated. People will search for them, but they will not find them. He defeated the army of Pharaoh. Hallelujah. They were armed. They had weapons. They had chariots. They had horses. But on the other hand, God's children, Israel, they were unarmed. Amen. They did not carry any weapons, but they had the word of God with them. The leader who was leading them, Moses, was a very staunch believer. And to him, the Lord had spoken face to face. He had the word of God as a mighty destructive weapon in his hand. The rod and the staff of the Lord. Hallelujah. And what happened? You all know the history. God's children defeated thousands of enemy armies. Hallelujah. They were drowned and they never survived. That's how the Lord will deal in crisis. But in crisis, the Lord is examining your faith as well. How faithful are you? Are you terrified by the cry of the war? By the cry of the battle, are you terrified? Or are you standing there with the scripture in your hand, with the word of God in your hand? And are you speaking against your problem? God is mighty enough to do anything and everything for you. But you have to exercise your faith. There are many people who have testified that they have came back from death. They have came back from the deathbed, from the horrible disease. They have been cured. Many miracles are happening around the world. God is doing all the miracles. He is a wonder-working God. When you have your faith, definitely that's what even Jesus Christ says. He's asking you to exercise your faith. He never stopped that you should not be faithful. He always speaks with the word, "Do not fear. Do not be afraid." Bible almost has 365 times the word that repeats, "Do not fear. Fear not." But God knows that we are weak. We are weak. When problems come before us, we start to crumble. That's why the Spirit of God is always encouraging us. He speaks with the word, "Fear not. Fear not about your problem. Fear not about your suffering. Fear not what will happen tomorrow. For I am your hope. I am your faith. You trust in me." Amen. Fear not. Whatever happens, you do not have to be calculative. What happens about tomorrow? What happens in the near future?
But the best thing what we can do is, you can trust in the Lord and lean upon His shoulders. And you can say, Lord, I completely surrender this situation in Your hands. For You are my maker and You are my creator. You have brought me into this land. You are the one who gave me this land. And it is in Your very great decision whether I should live or die in this land. But neither I live nor if I die, I shall never leave You. I shall always be faithful to You until my last breath. Let there be shells and bombings that come over me, but I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord all time, till my soul separates me. Amen. That should be the faith of God's children. That should be the faith of God's believer. For we have an eternal hope. We experience Him day by day in our life. The Holy Spirit, He teaches us. He speaks. He gives us knowledge and understanding upon things that are complicated. Hence, do not fear. Stand against your problem and speak the words of faith against your problem. Let Satan come like a flood, but the Lord shall lift up a banner for you. The Lord shall lift up a banner for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And also, the Lord is giving you a promise. He wants to build up a covenant with you, that no more you shall call Him my master, but you will call Him my husband. For you are the bride and He is the bridegroom. That day is near. The Lord wants to give you that privilege, a long awaited promise He wants to fulfill. He's going to bring His kingdom down to this world. He shall reign over this world. He shall rule over this world. The Lord shall establish His kingdom in this world. All that is living in this world will sing and praise His name, will glorify His name. For He is great and is mighty and worthy to be praised. Amen. Let us all be faithful. Trust in the name of the Lord. Trust in His delivering power. And wait with Him patiently and continually, doing all the good works until the last breath of our life, that a reward awaits with God. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound throughout. Amen.